We're in the Keses HaSeifer, Simen Chaf, Seif Ches. Yesh Aymrim de Lechatchila Yichtev Shel Yad Koidem L'Shel Roish. There are those that say that one should Lechatchila write the Shel Yad before he writes the Shel Roish. Mishum Da'akte Mekra, because it comes first in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says first, Ukshartem Lo'ois Al Yodecha, and only then does it say that you should put it on your head, right? It says, Ukshartem Lo'ois Al Yodecha, V'ahilu Toitofes Beinenecha, comes afterwards. So therefore, there are those that say that you should write the Shel Yad first. V'yeshayimim the Shel Roish, yichtoiv koidem. And others say, no, quite the opposite. You should write the Shel Roish first. Why? Mishum de kedushas echamura mishel yad. Because the kedusha of the Shel Roish is greater than the kedusha of the Shel Yad. V'kein kosev Arizal. And that's taka what the Arizal holds. B'sefer HaKavonah, yichtoiv Shel Roish, that one should write the Shel Roish first. V'yataknai legamri. And he should prepare it completely. V'yachshireyu. And he should make the batim black, v'yacharkach, and only after the parashiyos are in the batim and the batim are black, then yichtoiv shel yad. That's what the Arizal holds. And efshir yesh li zor, lichtoiv kol dalet parashiyos shel roish. The Arizal also mentions that if it's possible, one should try and write all four parashiyos of the shel roish, v'chein shel yad, ritzufin, without interruption. V'lo yafzik b'neim b'shum dibur klal. He shouldn't speak at all in the middle of writing the four parashiyos of the Shel Roish or the four parashiyos of the Shel Yad. It says the Lishkas HaSefer Sifkat and Vav, Lichtoiv Kol Hadalit Parashiyos, Gamzoi is Kosev B'Sefer HaKavonis. This is also brought in the Sefer HaKavonis, V'Kosev Oitsham, and he writes over there as well, V'Huva B'Shari Tshuva Simen Lamebe Sifkat and Gimel, V'im Hu Zaken Oichayla V'Eina Yochel Lichtoiv Kol Hadalit Parashiyos B'Yachad. If the person is a Zaken or a Chayla, and he can't write all four parashiyos in a row, yichtav gimel parashiyos rishonis, he should write the three first parashiyos, in other words, Kaddish v'yakiv yacha and Shema, v'yacharkach yichtav v'serviyos, and then he should write the fourth parasha. V'im gamza is kasha olav, if that's too hard for him as well, so yichtav l'chol apochas beis parashiyos rishonis ritzufos, he should at least write the first two parashiyos without interruption, v'yacharkach beis achreinus, and then he should write the second two parashiyos. But between the first and second parasha, he shouldn't have any hefsik. But if he wrote the first two parashas, and then he did have the hefsik, so what should he do? He should be maver kolmas on the first word of parashas kaddish, and on the first word of the second parasha, and once he was maver kulmus on the first word of the first parasha and the first word of the second parasha, then yichlev min shema ve'elich, then he should continue writing shema until the end. And by doing this, he forms some sort of a connection between the four parashas. V'imitchila kosav gimel parashas v'hefsik. In the event that he wrote the first three parashiyos without interruption, and then he wrote the fourth parasha, so azayavar akolmas al teves ve'adaber v'al teves v'ayav v'al teves shema v'yachar kach yichtev parashiyos v'ayim shamaya. He should be maver kolmas on the first word of the first, second, and third parashiyos, and then he should write v'ayim shamaya. V'al yedei zeh yesh lan k'tzas chibur, and by doing that, he again make some form of connection between the four parashiyos, ad kan l'shoinai. This is what the Arizal suggests. Now, once the Arizal makes this suggestion, along comes the Melech HaShamayim, u'besefer Melech HaShamayim, bina klal yud zayin, sifkot yud, kosav, he says, v'ze l'shoinai, u'dvarim toivim v'yikarim heim l'sefer haroi l'dvarim keila. All these things from the Arizal are very nice for a seferim who is roi, to be on this darga, k'goin shu zohir v'zoriz v'uman v'koicha yofe v'yidiyasei v'hilchas k'siva sefer Torah tefillin u'mezuzos rechava v'yirasei shleima. If a sefer meets all the qualification of being a zohir and a zoriz and an excellent sefer and a bal koyach and he knows hilchas tam backwards and forwards, so if a person has all these qualifications, then it's a very nice thing to do to try and write all the parashiyos b'ritzifus. Aval misha ein bo dvarim halalu kulam. But if someone is lacking all of these qualities, meaning he's lacking any of these qualities, l'anias da'iti yesh lochush harbe, one should be very cautious, shal yedei haksiva ritzufa, that by writing all of the four parashiyos without interruption, Yoyef, Yogev, Yikalkel, Yoysim, and Shetaken, Mimashi Yitaken. He's going to become tired, he's going to make all kinds of mistakes, and the kilkel that's going to come out of it is going to be a lot greater than the good that could have come out from it. Alkein, therefore, Yoyser Toiv, Lani Asdaiti, therefore, the Melech HaShemayim is of the opinion, Lahafsik Ben Aksiva, better to take it easy, V'lanuach, you relax, you take a break, Kedei She'atzer Koyach, to gather your strength, V'otakin Melech HaShemayim Ka'alocha, it's better to write kosher parashiyos, not Beretzifus, than to write not kosher parashiyos, Beretzifus. May Hashem Yisa Bracha, and the Eibishter will grant blessing upon Seifrim, who take a break and write good parashiyos. Ad kan loshen of the Melech HaShemayim, the Divrei Tamheim, and the Kesa says, the Lishka says, he likes this idea of the Melech HaShemayim, that the Sefer should take a break and write good parashiyos.